Oh, you definitely need to turn it up. Oh, yeah.
We got this. We got this. We're professionals.
Turn the music up and the headphones.
Turn up the track. Hello and welcome, wherever you are on this sweaty, sweaty day, to the Sprocket Podcast. My name is Brock Dittus.
And I'm Aaron Flores, broadcasting from the People's Republic of Portland, nestled in the heart of Cascadia.
You know what comes from Cascadia? Beer.
Cans? Oh, yeah, beer.
We are the show that brings you somewhat irreverent conversations about the intricacies of thinking locally with a global perspective and enjoying the best that life has to offer along the way.
Covering bicycling, trains and transit, and simpler living. And today, a year's worth of Thursday nights.
That's right. Ride your damn bike. Bikes in the street every damn day. We are here with Nathan Jones and Mariana from the Thursday Night Ride. So hello to both of you.
Hi.
Howdy. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming back. How long has it been? You were with us last fall, Mariana, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. And Nathan, winter?
It's bike theft apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like right after the fateful theft of, yeah. And a week spent in, was it a week?
2 days.
Okay.
It felt like a week.
In Central California in a den of iniquity. So welcome back, both of you. It's a different season. It's a new day. And this is a particularly...
Thanks for the invite.
Oh, yes. It's a particularly good day because it is now, in 2 days, ride number 54, Thursday Night Ride. A social ride that happens now every week for a year. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We're enjoying beverages from the Beer Mongers down on Southeast Division and 12th. We are fans, and this is the first... Oh, there it is.
That one was a twist.
Yeah. As opposed to when you were tearing your fingers apart the other week. This is the first time we've had beverages from the Beer Mongers in...
In the new space.
Yes,
In the new space, be sure to say that right afterwards.
And I'm glad that you got to that right away because I want to make sure that it's clear that we love that place. It's a scientific fact that beer purchased from the Beer Mongers tastes better than beer acquired from any other
source.
I am
a scientist, and I will attest to that.
We got to live by science alone.
Yep.
It's a Danny Warhol's reference for anybody who didn't know it.
I didn't know that.
There we go.
But I live by that.
Deep cuts. So, Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
What's new with you?
Well, you heard me debating whether or not I want to do the Durand now that I've done the Durand.
Durand PDX, the, what is it? No price but pain, no prize but glory.
You already know more about this than I do.
Follow the lion. Pray to the patron saint.
The lion of Flanders.
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
Flanders. So, yes, that's a thing that's going to happen
very
soon.
I'm going to stop at everyone and draw like a mustache on them.
That's a Simpsons reference for anybody who didn't know.
Yeah, they're still going, too.
You see, it's funny because it references this pop culture occurrence. If we were an NPR show, we would have to stop and explain all the jokes.
Oh, really?
Which is why NPR is not funny.
Because they explain their jokes?
Well, have you noticed
I didn't know they had jokes.
Have you noticed that all the good shows from NPR have migrated to WNYC?
No.
Like, This American Life was never NPR. They were always WBEZ.
Okay.
But now they're WNYC.
Radiolab was always WNYC, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. Anyways, Snap Judgment migrated to WNYC.
Interesting.
Because they used to be NPR. Huh. This has been podcast talk on the Sprocket Podcast.
It's too meta, guys. Too meta, guys. Backpedal.
Wait.
Come back.
I mean, you're going to do Durand.
Yeah.
But you're not sure if you're
going to
do
Durand. I don't know, because it's supposed to rain all day.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun.
I don't want to do it in the rain. It's not going to be... It's going to be a kind of fun under normal circumstances.
Right.
You know, I'd do it if it was, like, even hot and miserable.
Uh-huh.
But just rain... and the hills, especially coming down hills, and then some of the gravel that the trail takes you through.
Right.
It doesn't seem... I would be way more nervous than, like, working hard or having fun.
And it would be one thing if we were doing this with bike scum, because that would be fun. But doing it with a bunch of, Lycra guys. Apologies, Nathan, because I know sometimes you have the Lycra, but it's functional for you.
It's not my scene. scene. It's not my scene either.
Yeah. Well, and you're not a dick. That's the thing. So, yeah. One thing that neither
is that what
us,
you say when you put on the Likert is like, this is not my scene.
I just wave at people. That's what you do. You just wave.
Just
you
know? Be friendly.
That's my gripe. Yeah. Just wave at people.
Neither of us are doing La Doyenne. Which is
no
the other
that's
version.
The other one. It's the a reason day why after I'm the, not doing that yeah. is because it's on a Sunday,
yeah.
and I don't want to have to go to work on Monday
with, in pain.
Like, yeah, with
but you'd be carrying glory with
legs.
You. You would have won glory.
It doesn't really take you that far
unless you didn't win glory.
I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I would have finished. I will finish if I were to do it.
Okay, so you would win glory.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I did the route. You know, itself.
Yeah.
You know.
And you've covered
not,
the whole thing.
Yeah,
we talked
yeah,
about
yeah.
that last week.
Yeah,
you've been
I've,
on the entire
just
stretch
not
now.
With the event.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, and that's the sort of thing where, like, I've done the STP, the Seattle to Portland ride.
Right.
I've done the route, like, 10 times now or something. Probably not 10, but like 5 or 6.
Sure, sure.
Never with the mass.
Never with the mass. I've never paid money to ride bikes on open public roads, so...
I mean, this should be like a
good
thing
call.
We yeah I was
Thank
gonna
you.
Say but this should be like a thing we commit to is like to
like ride
never,
all,
never pay money to ride our bike.
Do all the rides, do them without the crowds.
Right.
Like bridge pedal.
Like
we go out on Fremont Bridge on
yeah,
the I-4 or 405.
That's one of the things people ask me about.
Do it illegally.
It's the you know, maybe one of the biggest, most known, of course, except for the WNBR.
The World Naked Bike Ride?
Yes.
Here in Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Famously, the world's biggest naked bike ride.
If you ride the bridge pedal before the bridge pedal, that's the way to do it.
You mean like really early in the morning?
Just right before it, like leave 15 minutes early.
Okay. So
oh,
like
right,
after
the,
all to yourself.
The crowd will catch up.
It's all to yourself.
There you go.
It's great.
How? Not saying that anyone should violate any laws. Not saying that anyone should pirate an organized ride that's held for charity, because that's wrong. We wouldn't advocate that you do that. But if you were going to do something like that, is it possible? Like, are there people,
I think it could be possible.
Are there people checking the gate at the Fremont Bridge, like, or do you just ride out there?
It's just wide open. Everybody masses up, and then they just ride bikes. So
okay,
just it's an improvised start time, isn't it?
Maybe. I mean, say you're on.
I just happened to be on the Fremont Bridge. You
I was going
to
say.
You guys so just all showed
bridge,
up.
the bridge officially closes by law an hour before the ride starts.
Okay.
The whole route is closed
okay.
by law to,
all right.
to cars.
This is helpful information, yeah. And again, we're not telling you what to do. We're purveyors of things that are true. That means that if you were on your way to get coffee, say that you were going to stop into the new seasons on Fremont, and you happen to notice, oh, hey, it's an hour before bridge pedal. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to
go right over.
I'm going to go to the Safeway and the Pearl for coffee instead, because they also have coffee.
I like how you have the these destinations already in mind.
I'm working out my excuse right now. So
just when you go across, just don't stop on the Markham Bridge to take photos, or they'll harass you.
Okay,
yeah, just keep pedaling.
I mean, will they harass you legally?
No.
Well, they harass you
illegally?
The
volunteers will give you a hard time
okay.
for taking photos because you're not supposed to stop.
I see.
Even though you're the only person there way ahead of the ride.
Right. Well, and anytime there's a volunteer, there's an opportunity for a volunteer to let that power go to their head. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is the problem with some small-town police forces.
Voluntary power.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So what's the deciding factor, Aaron? Is it going to be rain? Like if it's wet, you don't go?
Yeah. I mean, if it's intermittent rain, which it doesn't seem like it's going to be, I would do it if it's like light intermittent rain,
yeah.
But it's supposed to be like 61 and rainy, which uh-huh. means like the rain is going to come down like ice.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
cause it's 83 today.
Yeah.
And dude, it was like 55 in the, like at 5 in the morning when
oh,
I
yeah. I
so warm on the way to work this morning.
I usually, you know, will like layer up and plan ahead. Okay, well, I've got this layer for this morning.
Yeah.
And then in the evening when I ride home, I like might need to layer up more.
Right.
Or less, depending. And like today, I just have what I have. It was one of those kind of nicer days where, you know, I get up and I go and I don't have to like plan
and that is nice.
Entire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm doing that's different than other years, must be the time I break it publicly. For the last several years, Adele and I have gone on a bicycle tour in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And this year I'm not going bicycle touring. Not for like the long extended break that we have open. Nathan is shaking his head at me.
You just broke Nathan's heart, man.
Terribly, terribly disappointed. The reason being that we have done just about every...
It's not a baby, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. Not that I'm aware of.
What if the answer was yes, man?
I would still laugh.
Yeah, it is. Oh!
Brock's having a baby. So, no, it's every major bike tour that can be done leaving Portland, we have done now. And so to leave from here, we'd have to retread some ground, or we'd have to buy some expensive, like, accommodations on a train or a plane or something. And we were out walking on New Year's Day this last year, like, hiking in the woods. And I was like, what if we just did this? What if we just, like, hiked for longer? So...
still going
so you're
away.
Doing, like some actual backpack hiking.
Well, and I read the book Wild by Cheryl Strayed, and I really decided that I would love to, first of all, we need to get divorced, and then we need to cheat on each other with each other. And then
once you get out
one of us needs a relative to die. Yeah, I need to lose a shoe. And some, well, depending on if you read the book or watch the movie, a mystical animated creature might possibly show up. So we want to have that experience. And I'm kidding.
You'll also need the friend Mogul, right?
I suppose that could happen. Yeah. And Simon and Garfunkel will play like softly in the background as we do the hike. But
that's going to be tough, man.
All that being said,
they're not that young anymore.
We are riding like they're actually going to be there just walking behind us.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. And getting those two together is already impossible. You know?
I will say that's true. Yeah, they hate each other. But no, I will say that the movie Wild, I think the book is great. I think the movie inflated the book to cultural proportions. Just like anytime a movie is made of a book, like they take a thing that someone liked and they make it more popular than it should be. Not saying that, well... Hi, Cheryl Strayed, if you're listening to this.
It's like the book on the Trans Am race was just like so much better than the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you wrote that.
Inside joke.
No, I just realized that like I haven't done any backpacking in a long time. And so Adele and I biked down to Next Adventure and bought ourselves backpacks over the weekend. And now we have packs.
Speaking of which, you look very happy, like kind of like you just came from somewhere in paradise.
Yeah, that's because I went to Next Adventure.
Oh my God, I was talking about your vacation to Sayulita.
Oh, right, in Mexico. That's right. Yeah, yeah, because that's been about a month. Yeah, which means it's been, a month minus several days that I haven't had like some sort of, I haven't been afflicted by the water in Sayulita.
Oh, man.
Because, yeah. The lesson learned when I went to Mexico is always use bottled water when you brush your teeth. So, yeah, it was rough, but it was a good time. I enjoyed it. You have a nice country down there.
Hiking, and maybe that's where the inspiration is coming from.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, we went out and walked around down there. We didn't do any epic hikes because it was more humid, and I couldn't take it. But yeah, did you find the Northwest to be like extremely frigid when you moved up here? Because it's generally a lot warmer down there in Mexico.
Yeah, definitely. not really, actually.
Okay, so it's easier coming here than going there, maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
I wasn't there long enough for my blood to thin out either. Because, I mean, Nathan, you've spent some time in various parts of the country on bike rides. And, like, you know when it gets warmer and sweatier and all that.
I've never been to Mexico.
Okay, yeah. You should go. It's
I lived in Houston, which is hot and humid.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So take that and move it down like a few degrees.
I moved here I grew up in Missouri, so coming here was like, yeah.
You know humidity. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, that makes you the only one in the room that hasn't been to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I've ridden to the border, but.
Okay. But that was it. Anyways, that's what I'm doing this summer, and I'm excited about the prospect.
Where are you going?
Going to go to the Pacific Crest Trail. And we were going to start in the north side and walk southward, but then we were told when we were buying our packs that if you try and walk south, you might get into some snow and there are definitely going to be mosquitoes. So I'm curious.
The whole thing?
Well, just snow in the higher points.
No. Are you doing the whole thing?
Oh no.
Okay.
No, we only have 3 weeks.
Washington or Oregon?
Oregon. We're going to start in Klamath, I think, and kind of work our way north, or like we're going to head down towards Klamath Falls and then see what we can do with, like getting up to Crater Lake or somewhere nearby, but Pacific Crest goes north from there through a bunch of really beautiful places. And again, mosquitoes, lots and lots of mosquitoes.
I just thought of this.
Very cool.
So you're going to start in Klamath, hike north.
Yeah.
Into Crater Lake. What if I timed it just right, biked south?
If you were bike touring to meet us?
Into Crater Lake.
That'd be cool.
We met in Crater Lake.
Yeah. Be the first time you and I have been there in 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a mini reunion.
Let's do it. If you want to.
This sounds like a great idea.
And you're going to have a Pugsley.
Nobody can see it, but there's tears coming. There's one single tear coming out of each one's eye.
One tear that will fall to the ground. They'll become one puddle of joy.
Yes.
Yeah,
This would be really cool.
That would be cool, yeah. And now you have a job that lets you do that.
So, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I actually do need to find a job for the summer, though.
Okay, all right. So you got to time this just right.
Yeah.
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 Have either of you guys done any backpacking? Either here or elsewhere?
I did it actually in Sayulita.
Okay.
And that side of...
How far did you go?
I don't know, actually.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, was it like a long distance thing or was it a weekend or...
Oh, no. It was like 3 months.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good long tour.
Yeah.
Nice.
Visiting all the towns along the coast, just camping...
Very cool.
Chilling out, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely fun.
When was that?
Probably 2013.
Okay.
3 years ago kind of thing.
Nice.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, that means we need to have you back to tell that story someday because we already have the Thursday night ride to talk about, but let's bookmark
definitely.
That. That's awesome. Very cool. How much did you carry?
My backpack?
Yeah.
Tent and the backpack. I actually did have, well, but this is particular to the beach. So I did have a little table.
Oh, nice.
From the surface.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like that's kind of vital, especially in the beach.
Well, yeah, if there's sand everywhere, you need like another surface to prepare food on or something.
Yep. So that, skin stuff and hair stuff, basic, blanket, documentation.
Very cool. Nice. That and 3 months. That's a good long stretch.
Yeah. So. I was lucky enough to meet a local girl and we became friends and she let me, we used a house that was like a rental.
Uh-huh.
So that was for like 2 weeks.
There you go.
And it was pretty good.
Nice.
But
it's like
really
an oasis
fun.
In the middle of a trip.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. Nice.
It was very fun.
Nice.
Hiking is pretty good. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I think that's the sort of thing that, like, if most of the simple travel I've done has been by bike, but I am curious about the experience of just, like, walking.
Yeah.
And it could be, by the time I get back, that I'll be really tired of it. I'll be really ready to go on a bike tour or something.
So. And are you willing to use vehicles to get from...
Yeah, we're going to have to take the train to get down to where we want to start. And then we're probably going to have to hitchhike a couple times to get to towns and food and that sort of thing.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm willing to let other people drive me places.
Definitely.
I'm bringing my big rubber thumb.
The concept,
stick it out.
The concept of hitchhiking is still like one that sits uneasy with me.
Yeah, you never know who's going to take you places.
Right.
Yeah. I intend to, well, my plan is, since Adele is prettier than I am, I'm going to have her.
Oh, don't sell yourself so short, man.
And then I'm going to hide in the bushes. And then when somebody stops for her, I'll walk out from the bushes with my pack and my mustache and be like, hey, what's up?
This will work out.
Yeah, I think it will.
I think you'll find out that there's people traveling just like you, kind of without too much purpose and are willing to take you there if they have an easier way to do it, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think that a lot of people are afraid of hitchhiking. Like, I think on both ends, like, people are scared to do it and people are scared to pick people up. But I think there's a lot more people that are still doing it than we let on culturally. And I don't think it's as bad as people think it is, you know? Even if someone's weird, like, they're only weird for the amount of space that you're taking them someplace. Most people aren't dangerous. Yeah. But you never know. I could be that guy.
You can be selective about who you hitchhike with, too. Like,
that's true. Just because someone pulls over doesn't mean you have to
ride with them.
That's true.
And you could even do something innocuous. Like, instead of saying, like, you seem creepy, I don't want to ride with you, you could just say, where are you going? Oh, no, we're going somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I totally picture the Cookie Monster, like, hitchhiking. And being like, no, dude, like, I have limited snacks.
No, that's why we need the ride. We don't have any cookies. Exactly. Well, let's talk about Thursday Night Ride. Because there are snacks occasionally at Thursday Night Ride.
Lots of snacks.
Yeah. This was your brainchild, Nathan, right?
It's a joint venture.
Okay.
Yep.
You guys were working on it together from the beginning?
Yeah.
Nice.
Definitely.
Okay. So I apologize for selling you short. I heard about it from Nathan first, but you've been at every one.
I mean, I've tried. I know that I've missed some, but...
I've missed like four. She's probably missed four, five.
But between the two of you, you've covered the whole run.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So how did this start? What was the... Because this was an idea that was kind of borrowed from... Like, there have been Thursday Night Rides in other places, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, I started doing the kind of random... their brand of the Endless Summer Rides last spring. And that was just based on, you know, you could check the weather a couple days out and say, hey, you know, in February, you could say, hey, it's going to be warm and... let's ride bikes. So that kind of started going on. And then I met her like the first ride I did, the first in the summer ride. Like she found out about it. So
there we go.
And then you should go on with your story.
I feel that that's pretty much how it started. We decided to join forces with our different group friends.
You guys both had crews?
We had friends, social groups that didn't know each other. So we exchanged some ideas on a particular format for a ride. We both agreed to it. And ever since, Nathan's been doing, you know, the leading most part of it. I've been making sure to get new people to come.
Yeah.
But that's basically how it started.
And that's one of the cool things about the Thursday Night Ride, from what I know about the Thursday Night Ride, is that it seems like it's not one scene. It's not one, like, crew of people or one group of friends. It's a really eclectic mix of people that show up for it. And that seems to be kind of like if you have, like, an indie band or something, and you go out and play, and, you know, you always play for your friends, then you play for fewer and fewer of your friends until finally it's just like your mom is there in the audience or something. And successful bands, just like successful bike rides, need to have that bleed over where more than one group of people is affected by this thing, and more than one group of people is into it.
Should show up.
Right. We want lots of moms on the Thursday Night Ride. Are there
Did
any
you
moms?
Say mob, though?
No, I said mom.
I definitely want moms in the ride.
There we go. Yeah.
We have two moms on the ride.
There we go. That's it. Well, that's better than no moms. Yeah. Moms like it also. Yep. Yeah. Very good. So I think I remember pretty early on talking to you, Nathan, and hearing that you wanted it to keep on going.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, when I started the Endless Summer Ride, that was kind of the whole, like, it's like a joke in and of itself.
Like let's make it summer.
Endless Summer. It's not going to end. Like, it's and then it just evolved into Thursday Night Ride. But Endless Summer still exists. Endless Summer is like an improvised bike ride. Like, it's 2 days out. It's going to be nice. Let's ride bikes.
Oh, yeah. There's one coming up, like, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right? Okay, yeah. Which is, by the time people hear this, maybe yesterday. We'll find out.
I'll try and get out.
But, but you got to keep your ear to the ground.
But, yeah, I was out to just, like, I just saw a gap in what was happening with the city. And the same thing with her. Like, you know, she had a big weekly ride down in Guadalajara where they have just thousands going.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we had you on, Mariana, you talked about, you know, Guadalajara has, like, the Ministry of Culture. And, you know, one of the things that they do is they make sure that there's these events happening that aren't necessarily for profit or even for purpose, other than just to get people together and to create and promote culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And free fun happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were last time you were here saying, like, Portland needs more free fun.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Seems like you've kind of helped make that happen.
I th- thank you. I feel like it's too big of a badge, but
well, you're not Mariana getting, is fun ambassador. Yeah. She doesn't, you know, wear the title proudly, but
yes. You're not getting paid for it, but you are helping something fun happen. Fun, so yeah,
fun ambassador.
Right, right. So for anybody who hasn't been on the Thursday night ride, what happens?
It's a weekly ride.
What day of the week is it on?
Thursday.
Okay.
7 p.m. It's a bike ride. No, you don't need to do anything to come. All you need is a bike.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. You don't even have to socialize. You just have to show up.
So you're saying I could show up, not know anybody, and still have a good time?
Yeah, definitely.
And I wouldn't have to make friends if I didn't want to.
Also,
exactly.
You can...
This is the most okay. important factor for all you introverts out there. Also, I'm an introvert myself, and I relate. You don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you can show up and have lots of friends and still keep in the down low. And most likely, nobody will notice you because everybody that wants to socialize does it. Who doesn't want to doesn't do it. So... yeah, basically that's it. It's just a place for you to come ride your bike on Thursday night.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything else to do and if you're up for it.
There we go. So, I know a lot of organized rides say they start at a certain time and they end up starting like 2 hours later. How punctual is the Thursday night ride?
It's pretty punctual.
Okay.
I mean, we say seven, I think shift says 7:30. We leave it. We've traditionally been leaving at 7:30, but now that the daylight's going so late, I've been just kind of like pushing it back
okay.
a little bit more, a little okay. bit more. So as the light gets closer to the solstice, it'll be like an hour late.
Okay, there we go. And then retracting back towards wintertime.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Just very to get good. That extra little bit of daylight in.
Right, right. Well, because it exists, yeah. And
it's a thing.
Right. Does the route change or is it the same?
It shifts every week, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes very slightly, sometimes dramatically.
There we go. And generally, what parts of town does this touch? Like, is it going to go to Linton or Wilsonville?
No, it's north, northeast, southeast,
okay.
sometimes northwest.
Okay.
Fremont Bridge.
Only at Bridge Pedal. does that mean, so is it about, what, a 5 mile ride or thereabouts or less or more?
I think anywhere from 10 to 15.
Okay.
But it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
We'll do shorter.
Everybody just come.
Right. Well, it's not a fast ride. That's right. The thing. It's not a race.
10 to 15 miles kind of sounds big.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's the length. Telling people is the length. The length is really kind of like a bad thing. Like,
right.
I want to measure it in like hours of fun because you tell people this distance and they're like, 15
but
miles.
Like 10 or,
that sounds
10
so
or 15
scary.
Miles, like over an easy pace.
3 hours.
Totally doable.
Bathroom stops, food stops, like water stops. Like.
Sure. Right. Well, and I think as fun as it is to have a themed ride, like Pedalpalooza season is coming on us really, really quickly here. In about a month or so, there's going to be a ride for everything, including possibly a pollen ride.
Possibly.
But there are. As fun as it is to get ride. People together to do things like, you know, like gather around a theme and go to a museum or something, the Thursday night ride is just a ride. Like, it's actually people on bikes, riding bikes. So
that's right.
That's maybe
Can
it shouldn't
be
novel.
Can I bring
my
sound system bike? Is that okay?
It's like the do whatever you do best ride. You know, it's you're not... We're not asking you to be eclectic.
Bike.
We're asking you to just like whatever you do is your passion. That's just bring it, you know?
Okay.
Like, if you have a nice sound bike, great, but you don't have to bring the loudest sound bike ever of all time.
Right.
Do people get
Unless
naked?
That's your thing, you know? I mean, if getting naked's your thing, that's not really encouraged.
Can
that's,
I show up without any clothes?
That's a different ride.
Okay, yeah. And there is one for that. That's the thing. Oh, yeah. what was, I think, the Lads 500, there was a guy who was naked for just a lap, we said?
It was maybe two or three laps.
Okay.
On a yeah. tall bike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just enough. Okay. So there are also some rules, as I recall.
Definitely.
So what are the rules?
Well, number one.
Don't be a jerk.
I think number one is don't complain about the rules. But number two is don't be a jerk.
Well, it's good to get that up front. Because if you're allowed
There's
to complain
so
about
complaints.
Them, it might happen. Yeah. Okay, so
don't be a jerk might be the most important rule, though. So maybe
yeah,
it
definitely.
Should be number one. Like,
Well, it's hard to complain without being a jerk.
Kind
and it has
of
been
the,
done. But
kind of one and the same.
Right.
So
was, it's worth reinforcing.
Which one was I don't know, thought of first? Like did you have to?
Well, they're definitely competing, but don't complain about the rules as borrowed from the Trans Am race. I knew to implement that one immediately, and
yeah,
don't be a jerk was like, oh, there's another
nice.
Good one.
Yeah,
the Trans Am race is the ride all the way across the continent that you started back when in 2013, 2014. 12, 14. Okay.
So, yeah, they share similar rules.
So basically, don't complain about the rules. Don't be a jerk. Be friendly. Don't pass the ride leader. That's very important in order to keep the pace of the whole ride.
Okay.
So there's a speed. There's people behind you. Be mindful of them. So just go with the flow. Just follow the leader, basically.
And it's about the group doing the ride together, right? As
yeah,
opposed to
definitely.
It's not like a road warrior sort of thing, although people may have interpreted it as that at times, but it's not about like, hey, look at us. We're going to like cause chaos in the streets. It's more about, hey, we're all together.
Be positive is a very important rule. I would say it should be number two, probably according to the whole idea. And pack up, and sometimes we will throw in, there's a party at the end. So just pack up your trash.
Okay.
Don't leave anything.
Pack it in, pack it out.
Yeah.
Pack it out, pack it in.
I don't know. Am I forgetting any important rule, Nathan?
That's the most of it, yeah.
Okay.
Don't play chicken with cars.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, has there been some tense moments with traffic?
Nothing worth talking about.
Okay, right on.
Just really insignificant stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe it's worth mentioning that for the most part, traffic is pretty friendly.
Yeah.
But it's like the larger and calmer the ride gets, the more traffic is just forced to just kind of stare in awe and just be like,
right.
Well, it's interesting.
The utility is weighing down on me.
Well, like some of the bigger rides that I've been on, especially during Pedalpalooza, the sort of bystander reaction will run the gamut, you know. And just wondering, as the Thursday night rides have gotten bigger and smaller, you know, with time and weather, you know, whether that has changed.
I mean, there's sometimes we've gotten, you know, a lot, not a lot, but, you know, some aggressive honks, but I think there's been a lot of culture built in to just de-escalate, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that big bike ride which shall not be mentioned, you know.
Well, I was about to mention it, so what differentiates the Thursday night ride from other rides that
other
share characteristics with it,
right?
That have a certain numeric point.
I think it's just the lack of political aspect to it. You know, it's about being positive and having fun. And there's sure we all like to take the streets. I love it. it makes me feel very happy to be in the streets with other people, but
yes, every damn day.
I try not to like be like, we're in the streets to take the streets. Like,
right.
We know, but you know, like
you're not throwing U-locks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would like to get across a message across, which is, if 65 people attend TNR, there need to be 65 people going from one place to the other. So I don't see why we can't use the road for that. We don't have a vehicle to transport us all at the same time, but it's still 65 people that need to get from Burnside to Northeast or however you want to see it. So
right,
it's like the max,
but
way cooler.
It's the charter bus of bike rides.
I think if we get that message across, that should be what distinguishes us from any ride that could look like it.
Uh-huh.
We're just trying to use the roads.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get from one place to the other. It is fair.
Yeah, right. And that makes sense to me for sure. I think maybe the inevitable question would be, have the rules been broken? And if so, what happened next?
The one time that I remember the rules were broken, somebody got a ticket.
Okay.
So, really?
So there's enforcement.
So props to Jeff Munson.
Jeff is our ride fall guy. Jeff got hit by a car.
Oh, shit.
On Thursday Night Ride.
He
got intentionally assaulted by a vehicle.
Like he was just kind of putting himself out there as like the whipping boy or whatever.
Well, that's what we like to joke about him being. Not what happened at all. Like total wrong place at wrong time. Like he's the most stand up, not one of several stand up people on our rides. And this car, like we were rolling, we were just cruising along, JRA, just riding along. And this guy just got all aggro, blast through a stop sign, and swerves his vehicle into the guy. And like,
oh, wow.
So that was kind of frustrating. And that was a really like emotional sort of like, what am I doing with this dumb bike ride when we're getting assaulted?
Yeah. But so wait, so the ticket went to the driver that.
Or we didn't catch the guy. It was a hit and run.
Oh, okay.
So he drove off. But then he also, like 3 weeks later, got a ticket for running a stoplight.
And more than the slapping board or wherever to see Jeff, it's just a person that goes to TNR every Thursday.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah, totally.
So it makes sense that the more casualties, he's more prone.
Because he's been there every night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. How many people would you say have been there every night since the beginning? Or like, you know, with just a few absences?
10, 20. Like it started off just like 10 of us really.
Yeah.
People like David, Daniel.
Harkins has been on a lot of them, I think.
Paula.
She came in a little later, but she's been so many of them since. Austin.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Going. Yeah, and of those people, how many of you would you say that they are from similar social groups, or is that kind of that wide, scattered social group thing represented in these people that have been there every night or every week, rather?
I would say it's. I haven't even thought about that.
Okay, no worries. Well, they're all kind of commingling.
There's a little
bit.
I mean, there's a lot of bleed over from the existing cycling scene that supports all of this, you know, like Thursday Night Ride couldn't have happened without all of everything that's happened for the Portland bike scene. So.
For sure. And like, no matter how big a city is, like its cycling scene is somewhat insular, like there are fewer people involved. So like by the nature of that, like more people are going to know each other, but yeah, this has been good.
But yeah, it's definitely cool to see folks from the, you know, the more roadie backgrounds or just like normal, normal people, you know, like non-bike freaks, like I don't know, like
someone who wouldn't look at and then readily fit them in a bike tribe per se.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like there's a certain groups of people where you could easily kind of go like, oh yeah, this is a roadie guy, or like, you know, that guy is a, I don't know, freak bike welder type or whatever.
Or a lone wolf.
What I'm hearing, or a lone wolf, thank you, to borrow someone else's. But what I'm hearing is, like, no one readily fits in those kinds of categories. Like, not right away, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah. I feel that the most important characteristic of a person that goes to TNR is that they ride a bike on Thursday nights. So beyond that, I mean, really, that's all you have to do. You just have to have a bike, ride it, be there. The only way that TNR is possible is by the people that shows up every Thursday.
Yeah.
If you are in your house and you're thinking that nothing makes a difference and you're just like, it doesn't really matter, just show up, because that's how it happens. There's no other way. There's a difference from 101 to 102. You know, it's that one person. So even if you don't ride a bike ever, even if you have it in the garage, whatever you want, just show up, ride your bike. Just literally ride your bike.
It's easy.
It's the most mediocre sounding ride in the world on paper. It really is. On paper, it sounds so boring.
Right. And but yeah.
But maybe that's part of like its staying power.
Exactly.
Because if it was like we're going to make meatballs and toss them at people every night, like that's more work.
Right.
And you're vegan.
Right.
Just one thing that you want to make the riot about, you can exclude so many people.
Right.
If you just make it about, you know, whatever, like, let's say a cartoon character.
Or if you bring costumes into it, you know, it's just like, that's great. It has a time and its place, but...
But not everybody has a costume.
It's just funny that that's been happening in Portland for so long, and something like TNR hasn't existed. Like, we just go back and forth in just kind of like amazement. Like,
right?
Why did so many other cities beat Portland to the punch on this sort of thing? And I guess part of it's because we have such a rich thing like Pedalpalooza that's just off the chain, covers the whole spectrum of bicycle insanity.
And all the costumes.
But yeah. I wonder, as you're talking about this...
Exploded all in one month.
Well, I wonder, as you're talking about this, whether or not, like, that's sort of the double-edged... The other side of that double-edged sword is people want to ride their bikes, but then maybe what keeps them... This is all just kind of hypothetical. What keeps them from either joining or even leading a ride themselves is... They have this example of Pedalpalooza where, like, everything is on a definitely more extreme end of the spectrum. Like, every ride has a theme, and then that theme is also, like, way overdone. And they're great. They're fun. Don't get me wrong. I love like, what goes on with Pedalpalooza. But I wonder
if the other side of that is
that, like, people are like, well, I'd do a ride, but I don't want to take the time to, like, make a jar of pickles for everybody.
I don't have enough meatballs for,
you know.
My kombucha's running late.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in that vein, is there anything you guys see changing about Thursday Night Ride, or do you just kind of anticipate that it keeps on going?
I mean, Mariana's role is to keep the change in check. You know?
Okay.
She's like my cop. Like, anytime I try and make some changes, she tells me, like, that sounds bunk, or I don't know, we'll see, you know? Like,
Mariana, what's the craziest idea he's thrown?
I don't know, actually.
None of them have been too crazy. You look at the bike scene in Portland, crazy, and they've been very,
they've been
very
pretty
subtle.
Tame by comparison.
It's all subtle.
Yeah.
But you've been keeping it. You've been kind of like maintaining that core, just saying, this is what the ride is. This is what it needs to keep being.
I feel like Nathan and I saw the need for something in Portland in the bike scene. We shared ideas. We created something together that works perfectly. We're on the same page. We are following the same values, which is just ride your bike, really.
Right.
So it's hard to come to a disagreement or, like, fluctuate too much in the ways that you're trying to go. That's what I have to say. For the most part, we're just trying to have an event for everyone that wants to ride a bike every week, come out, no pressure, just basically...
Right. Keep it going.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So Ride 104 should be, like, that should happen, too.
104?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Excellent.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, for me, for changes with it, they're just all going to be based on, like, the size of it. Like, it's finally gotten to where it's so large that we can make multiple stops, and we pretty much have to just keep the ride going. Like, the stops are good. Like, people don't peel off. Like, if you don't stop, they start peeling off. So the multiple stops is going to stay anytime the weather's nice. And then past that, it's like, what else can you really do? Like, we're like 2.5 hours is about how long the ride lasts when we ride like 15 miles.
Right.
And then anything longer than that, you know, if there's some really nice days, like 90-degree days and 70-degree nights, we might ride 5-6 hours or something.
There you go.
And then...
I should join for that one. It'd be fun. Could you guys take over the solstice ride sometime?
Maybe.
If it happens on a Thursday.
There we go.
Okay. I'd like to somehow develop the after party or something to, like, include more artistic aspects, you know, whether that just be people's homemade art or music.
Such as the band that you're in.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that you performed the last Thursday Night Ride, right?
No, I just did techno. I did a solo set, but...
But you performed.
But yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, exactly. That was kind of...
You want some more of that.
Right, yeah, some more of that, but not as like a real focus. It's just...
Yeah, but free fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No as the ride gets bigger, not so much of that this year with the focusing on the after parties, like trying this year to just keep building the image of the ride to be about the ride.
Right.
Not the after party.
And to make the ride as cool as possible, like as appealing to as many people.
Right.
It's like, hey, we need more people on bikes in the street.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they're there. You see them just like we're amassing at the fountain.
Yep.
They just ride off. And it's like, what are you doing that's cooler than this?
All right, so I have a question for you guys.
Do it.
How many TNRs have you been on?
I've been on one. Oh, you've been on one too.
I've been on one too.
We haven't been on the same one.
No, we haven't.
No.
We have not.
Right.
Just last summer, I just happened to be riding and saw you guys coming west on the Hawthorne Bridge as I was going east. And so then... I honestly didn't even know if it was you guys. I just saw like a big mass of bikes, and so got on the other side of the bridge, whipped around, came back, and sort of joined the ride a little bit late. And then after we stopped, somewhere on the banks of the river there, and that's when I saw you and was like, oh, I was on the Thursday Night Ride. All right,
what day is it? Yeah. Yeah, I've only been on the one just because, like, I get up so early for work that it's been difficult for me to, like, have energy to do something. I should make, right now, you guys can hold me to this, I'll make a commitment to go on at least one more Thursday Night Ride before the end of the school year.
Just watch the hype train. Like,
yeah?
I hype it obnoxiously when the weather's nice.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, and so.
You've probably seen that.
This would be a good week for that, yeah. No, I've been getting invites, and it pains me to click not interested on Facebook because I am interested. Right. I just can't. But yes.
Is that the only option?
You can't say, going, not going, or maybe. I can't do it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If there was another button, it would be TNR will be there for you year round.
Yeah, right. Oh,
that's what I tell everybody.
I want to click that button.
Don't worry about it. It will still be there. You don't have to make every freaking week.
Well, and that's something kind of that's kind of comforting about it too, is that it's not going anywhere,
right?
So it seems.
Yep. No, it's not. I don't know. Yeah, I'll be damned.
How can people find it if they need to?
Facebook, you can find my shop, Ride Your Bike. If you Google Thursday Night Ride, it will take you to hopefully my shop website. You might find some other Thursday Night Rides.
That's Ride YR Bike, rideyourbike.com.
Another very good way to find it is at Salmon Spring Fountain.
It's there
at
every
7 p.m.
That's right.
7 p.m. every Thursday, Salmon Street Fountain.
Downtown Portland on the waterfront. Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent.
Definitely. Show
Excellent.
Up.
Yeah. Seems like a good idea.
And cheers to a year of uninterrupted
TNRs. Seriously.
Hey,
you guys are heroes. Thank you for making a thing happen. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Do we need more beers?
I'll take one.
All right. And then we'll do... Headlines and news.
Headlines and mail and stuff.
Headlines and news and mail and things.
And calendar.
What can compare with the thrill of a brand new bike?
I like my bike, it's fast. I like my bike, it's fast. I like my bike, it's fast. It circles around the city lights.
Should be, I like my bike, it's slow.
I like my bike, it's average speed.
Exactly. calendar things.
Yeah. What's coming up on the calendar is May 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah.
You can,
5, 6,
you can
7,
go
8.
There. You can go there on the 5th if you want, but no one will be there. Film by Bike.
They could go there on the 5th to camp out for Film by Bike.
There you go.
Be ready for the street party a day early.
It's like Star Wars.
You know what's happening the day before Film by Bike?
What's that?
The Thursday Night Ride.
Oh, holy shit. Make a weekend of it.
Yeah.
It's fate.
How did I not make
exactly.
that connection?
5, 6, 7, 8.
At the Hollywood Theater with a street party at Velo Cult on Friday the 6th.
I'm hoping the Bollywood dance guy comes back.
The what?
The Bollywood dance guy.
I did not know
that. I
want
to do some more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a nice picture of you on the slideshow.
I know. I want more nice pictures of me. Yes, and then the Velo Cult Bike Shop is hosting the third annual Bike Mechanic Challenge. Nathan, have you done this?
I want to this year, but I'm going to miss it because I'm going to be out of town.
Hey, I imagine you have a good reason.
This would be June 18th from 6:30 to 10. It's a benefit for the Community Cycling Center.
Which makes it okay that they're charging admission. It's $10.
Yes, it is $10. I thought I had that on there.
If you're a bicycle industry worker, though, you get in for $5. Are you and I bicycle industry workers?
You know, I
think we are. It, I mean, let's find out.
You get paid next to nothing. You're totally a bike industry worker.
There we go. It's the immediate qualifier. So, yeah, that's happening.
I thought we were nonprofit volunteers.
Do you guys make anything for this?
We make enough to buy a mini fridge.
And yeah. And
yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the beer mongers.
Yeah, thank you, the beer mongers.
Thank you again, beer mongers.
At Southeast Division and 12th. Is there ever a chance that they would be on the Thursday Night Ride circuit?
I see Krista on the Thursday Night Ride, yeah.
There we go.
Do you ever stop there?
Oh, go stop at the beer mongers.
Yeah.
We have a policy against bars.
Okay.
If there were any ever bar we would stop at.
I see. Yeah. That would be cool.
I mean, that's a good policy to have because, you know, it could go wrong.
That is probably a good policy. Yeah. There's only so much. And I feel like as much as a bar appreciates patronage, they also get really overwhelmed when a bunch of people come in. Whereas a mini mart, they're like, well, it's Thursday. Yeah. So. yeah, so that's happening. So, from the calendar to the headlines.
All right. First up from NJ.com, that is NewJersey.com.
They have a website?
Via PB Jar Matt. Apparently they do.
Yeah. Thank you,
I couldn't
Matt.
Figure out, it's got to be some newspaper or some news outlet, but I couldn't figure out who actually owned NJ.com.
Kind of like Oregonian.com, because I'm an Oregonian. That does not point to my website.
Well, yeah, and that's not the Oregonians.
I think it
is. Oh,
I think so.
Oregon Live.
Oregon Live is also their website.
The
They've got all of the good ones.
I guess.
You know what they don't have is Thursday Night Ride.
Nope. They never will.
That's right.
So, Peanut Butter Jar Matt says, so here's what's going on in my state. Incidentally, the River Line is what I often use when visiting my parents and friends from my hometown.
The River Line is a trail, right? A transit way?
A transit, I'm guessing a bus line, because according to this, New Jersey Transit turns a deaf ear to calls for audio surveillance transparencies.
They did a couple of things in that headline.
Yes.
Okay.
In light of terrorist attacks on mass transit facilities, New Jersey Transit has availed itself of the latest technology to deter them, Dennis Martin, New Jersey Transit Interim Executive Director, read from a prepared statement. Quote, there are laws governing that, and we're in compliance with them. However, transit advocates, who use the agency's monthly board meeting on Tuesday to press for details about the policies that govern surveillance, were stymied in their attempts to get answers.
Okay. So, if you ride TriMet here in Portland, they say that, oh, hey, you're going to be recorded.
You will be recorded.
Possibly audio and video. But New Jersey is not being as transparent about whether or not you're being recorded.
They're transparent as to whether or not you're being recorded. You are being recorded, and there are signs.
At all times.
And the camera, I guess, if you're looking, is obvious.
Okay.
And that in the article, there is a picture of the camera with the sign saying, you are being recorded.
Can't everyone just love Big Brother and shut up all
And that's how the...
It's for our own good, right?
Spoilers, right?
Yeah.
It's the end of 1984.
But...
If you haven't read it already, you deserve the spoiler.
But the release of this audio is, I think, what these transit advocates want.
They want to hear what's being recorded?
Well, or at least the transparency of such.
Okay.
You know, that it's not being recorded and then hidden away to use against somebody.
Right,
At another time.
What are you doing with these recordings?
Right.
Which is what our guests ask every week, and we never tell them. We should move to New Jersey.
Yeah, I think we'll find a better audience there.
So we'll see. I'd be curious, Matt, if you have any updates about if they ever become more transparent.
I think I just insulted our guests. I'm sorry. It was a joke. It was a joke. It was a joke.
Wait, what happened?
All right.
It's just
he said he would have a better
cavern.
Audience. In New Jersey. What the hell?
We're still waiting on the touring guide for New Jersey.
That's right.
Yeah, from Ellie Talheimer. So, yes.
Let's just move on.
Shall we?
Yes, from CityLab.com, which is also owned by The Atlantic. This came to us via Anna.
Anna, who's that?
Just some pretty lady.
Don't you love romantic partnerships? What's the headline?
Is it hot in here? The myth that everyone naturally prefers trains to buses.
You hear this all the time.
When you focus on what really matters, service, much of the difference actually disappears. And the blurb from this I took is, the results suggest, and this is from a study about trains in transit versus bus transit versus like all these various kinds. Anyways, the results suggest at a very superficial level that bus has a relatively bad image and that bus rapid transit suffers from it from its indirect association with bus.
It's also a bus.
With a very high preference for non-bus images.
People like other things than buses.
David Heschner and Corinne Mulley put it. So we might be tempted to conclude that people simply like trains more than buses, but as the rest of this study and other studies show, simplified conclusion could be wrong.
Okay, quick poll of the room. Who likes buses better? Who likes trains better?
I like trains.
You like trains. Fast
Doesn't
trains?
Everybody okay. like trains better? I mean,
all right.
Oh, that's right. You drive a freak.
I drive a bus.
This guy over here had to ruin everything. You're a train guy, right?
Okay, so when it comes to transit, I think I've said this on the episode with Doug King Crispin and Dave Knows.
Oh, yeah.
Is that I prefer the MAX for its ability to get me from point A to point B quickly.
Right.
But I feel safer on the bus.
Interesting.
We just have better buses.
I think one of the crux of this study is that when it's focused on service and not just solely moving people from point A to point B at a rapid pace, then the field actually becomes more level.
Right. There is the thing that, like, the Polar Express didn't happen on a bus. You don't see Santa Claus arriving on a bus, right?
I thought it was Tom Hanks.
That's the most obnoxious argument ever, Brock.
That's why I'm here. No, but then at the same time, like, not everybody gets trains.
Tom Hanks
trains
didn't
don't go
play
everywhere.
A bus hobo.
That's true. That is true. There's like the imaging thing is different. It's just I can see how both have their pluses and minuses. I like the speed of a train, but I also like that buses go to my house
or near your house.
There's no train near my house, within like walking distance.
Right.
There could be someday.
That sucks.
Yeah. Do you live near a train?
Yeah, definitely.
There we go. Okay, so that's why you like them better. Maybe.
Also, it's just about how many stops it makes throughout its route.
Oh, yeah. Like, the MAX makes 5 stops from one place to another that on your trip, usually, or something like that.
And the bus takes, like, 25. 15 or whatever,
Yeah.
Exactly. When I want use public transportation, I want my money's worth right. the miles.
Well, when you're
that's
paying,
what it comes down to, you know, like I want to get across town.
You're paying $1 an hour, which is more than you pay in nearly any other city. So
cheap ass.
I know. All right,
they should move to an honor system or something, because that'll work well.
I know, right? If you could only just say you bought a ticket, and that would be fine.
Yeah.
Max Transit now with 50% less tackles by security.
So I don't have a train that runs past my house, but you know what we do have?
What do we have?
You've got mail.
Oh, it's the old one.
Oh, snap.
So sorry. Should I look for the other one?
No. We're stuck with this one now.
All right.
You got mail. You got mail.
Oh, wow. I never thought someone would ever do an impression of me on my own show.
I know it all too well.
That's
fantastic.
Great. I'm kind of flattered by that.
Okay.
All right. First up from Gerald Fittipaldi.
Of the pollen ride idea.
Of the pollen ride.
Which last week I shot down.
Well, he's revised his idea.
Yes.
He says, my revised idea, which I think could be a hit, is to have a pollen ride, but cut the nonsense of the Claritin withdrawal.
Yes.
And going to highly pollinated areas. The ride would be a form of moral support for pollen sufferers. I bet some people with allergies avoid Petalpalooza rides because being exposed to pollen is not pleasant.
Okay.
If everyone surrounding them is suffering as well, it will make for a comical bonding experience.
Yeah.
Emphasis on comical. I think of it like the worst day of the year ride.
And it is.
I'll be foregoing Claritin to show Mother Nature who's boss.
And Gerald is a stouter man than me. I mean, as far resolve. Yeah. Not necessarily better than me.
I think, like, as an awareness thing, that would be
sure.
Pretty.
So I got to look at maybe like the historic pollen highs in June.
Yeah. It's bad right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's crazy bad.
I got maybe just a little bit. I'm not sure.
I mean, you could see it in the air.
That's been off.
Phone was covered in it when I rode to Detroit. Oh. My eyes were just destroyed.
Yeah.
You rode to Detroit, Michigan?
Yeah. Oregon.
It was a day ride.
Brock. Stupid. Nobody knows about Michigan.
No one cares about Michigan, I'll tell you that much. Well, it got quiet.
Except for our donors who live there.
I've been to Michigan.
That's where I grew up.
What did you think
that's
of
where
it?
I grew up.
Way too windy.
Okay,
way
too windy. Much wind in Michigan.
You must have been on the west side.
Okay.
Way too much. Ah. I was trying to ride a bike, and I'm like, no, bye.
Into the wind. Yikes. You turned around, and then it pushed you like at 50 miles an hour or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah. I'm into the pollen ride. Maybe I should do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll schedule one.
Yeah. It'd be cool. Like, you
people
know,
with allergies and we could all
make
like
a stop and like tell people like, you know, facts.
Right. Allergy facts.
Allergy facts.
I was thinking I could tie in. Have you seen The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the new movie version from like 2006?
Oh, new movie version from 2006.
Relatively new compared to
I was like, there's another one?
So
I do have a comment.
Yes.
So you know how they say that evil can only exist? No, good can only exist because evil exists, or the other way around?
Uh-huh.
So think about it. Like, the only reason why allergies exist is because there are so many other good things.
Okay. There has to be a counterbalance.
So if you like just want to switch it around a little bit.
Yeah.
And not make a ride about allergies, but or maybe do make it, but also like think about all the good things about
flowers,
spring, and
beautiful trees.
You know, so sometimes it's about where you, how you want to look at things,
right? Sure. Right.
Sure. Okay. That impedes you to ride your bike
like,
or not.
Like suffering is going to happen regardless, but it's kind of like how you look at it, and yeah,
right. I only brought up Hitchhiker's Guide because there's a scene where John Malkovich plays a character who's like some cleric on some planet.
Oh, right.
And they worship a great nose in the sky. And then the entire like congregation does a big collective sneeze. And then Malkovich says, bless you. So I think if we did something like that on the pollen ride,
you
then maybe
it.
That would be, yeah. It'll be like a 45-minute ride. Be short.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think maybe that'll do. Find a stand of cottonwoods somewhere. Next up.
I have a pretty good joke.
Oh, tell me.
Hit it.
So it's like a Russian army and they're like forming up, you know, and somebody sneezes and the major of all say, who sneezed? Nobody replies. And he like just randomly kills someone, right?
Bang.
So then this happens for 3 more times, but I'm not going to make it that long. So the fourth time, somebody sneezes and the general's like, what the hell? Who sneezed? And somebody said, it was me. And then the general says, bless you.
There we go. It's a benevolent dictatorship.
If you just fessed up to it the first time. Next up from Brandon Rhodes. As it turns out, most people cannot draw a bike.
Have you guys seen this?
Oh, God.
There's this thing going around the internet where like they take bad pencil drawings of bicycles and then they do like CAD drawings of what
I couldn't look at this out of sheer anxiety of the failure of bicycle drawings.
Yeah. People are bad.
I'm getting PTSD from it right now.
I was a little miffed about it. I'm like, no one came to me. I would have drawn that bike. It
Seriously.
Great.
Yeah.
You should draw a bike.
Just start with the diamond and then that.
That's right. Yeah. The day that I learned how to draw a tiny bike just using lines, I was really happy.
Really?
Yeah. Aaron Green. Author of We Were Like Sons.
Yes.
And also We Were Like Something Else, whatever. They fill in the blank.
That's the sequel?
Yeah. Did I tell you about I went to his house.
Oh, yes.
And he had a big poster of the We Were Like Sons book. And then, like, pictures from their wedding had just come in. So we had put them down on the poster. So it was like We Were Like, and then it was a picture of them, like, at their wedding.
We Were Like Married.
Yeah.
So that's the sequel.
I want to get a t-shirt that's like We Were Like. Just have that on. So, anyways, thank you, Aaron Green, for supporting the show. We appreciate that.
He wants signed up.
He wants a 3x3 sticker to put on his bike.
Finally,
trailer.
By the way, is his words, not my words.
Yeah, and, thanks, man. Yes. Finally.
I just wanted to say, A, keep it up, guys. Woo! And B, don't worry about mailing rewards or awards or phoning me, unless you really want to. But rather, I'll just take a bunch of stickers next time I see you.
There you go.
I'd love to paint my bike, trailer, and the town with Sprocket stickers.
Paint the town black, like the Rolling Stones song, the name of which I can't remember.
I can't remember the name of that song.
Paint the town black is the name of the song.
Exactly. What was I going to say? Oh, for anybody else who is waiting on like an envelope full of stickers, or at least one person bought the prize pack, the Portlandy prize pack.
Oh yeah,
I've been busy, and I apologize to anyone who's still listening.
So now it's on me.
Aaron Flores is going to fulfill your request.
Yep.
So
if it's late now you can yell at me.
We apologize for the delay. Yeah. So anyways, that's what's going on. Lastly,
from David Robinson, regarding our kind of hypothetical idea of a sort of a lads 500 edition,
like a circular ride.
Yes, in the Joan of Arc circle on 39th or Cesar Chavez and Gleason.
Right, in lads edition, it was a century 100 miles with a team.
Yes.
Around, unless you're Nathan Jones, around a circle that was about a quarter mile in length. There's another circle in Portland called the Gleason Circle, Gleason at Chavez Boulevard.
That's its actual name, Gleason Circle?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's what I call
it. I never knew the name of it.
There's a circular place.
I called it like Joan of Arc Circle or whatever.
Whose idea was this?
It was ours.
Shit show. Good idea, guys. Let's do it.
Well, so we had postulated, what if something like this were to happen?
Could we do this?
David said, hypothetical.
He said, listening to the new show, the current thought of the Joan of Arc 500 is to do it starting at midnight or something.
Yeah.
And as I understand, I think Iverson may be running with this.
No,
I heard that. Robinson.
If anyone does,
Robinson passed it off to him because you know Robinson already has a full plate. But by the way, props to Robinson for going out and doing 200 miles, attempting 200 miles, and getting kind of stranded. And good for him. It was a good ride.
He lost still made it.
Cheers
bike.
To Robinson.
Yeah, yes. Seriously. Here's to you, Mr. Robinson.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Cheers to David.
Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Hey, 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 hey. Or something like that. Yeah.
We're pretty good with silence. Music.
Yes. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. All right. This has been a good show. It's time to wrap it up.
1 second, though.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys said to make us promise that you will come on the TNR.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. No, yes. That's my promise.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Blood oath.
Just back up in the mic a little bit and say that again.
Blood oath.
We're keeping both of those.
You bet.
Nice.
Sounds good.
So we'll see you there soon.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, within 2 months, I will join at least one.
Cool.
Very
well,
good.
Cheers to everyone that's made it out.
That's
cheers
right.
To 52 rides.
Yeah, here's to 104.
Year uninterruptedly.
And 156.
And thank you to everyone. Thank you to Nathan, as always. He's making it happen.
Thank you to you guys.
Cheers.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheers.
All right. Well, hey, here come your credits. Our website is thesprocketpodcast.com.
Email to thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com.
Call or text to 503-847-9774.
Twitter @sprocketpodcast.
Thanks to Ryan J. Lane for our theme music.
Herb Bird for our headline sounder.
Marcus Norman for graphic design.
Thanks to sustaining donors Logan Smith, Johnny K. Shadowfoot,
Katharina Mellengard, Wayne Norman, Doug Robertson,
Ethan Georgie, Justin Martin, Eric Iverson,
Cameron Lean, Richard Buzinski, Tim Mooney,
Orange and Purple, Glenn Kubish, Matt Kelly,
Jim Gooden, Eric Weiss, Doug Cohen Miller,
Todd Parker, Scott McAllister Morgan, Chris Gonzalez,
Dan Gebhardt, Zoe Campagna, Andy Brunner,
Dave Knows, Chris Smith, Christy Kaster,
Caleb Jenkinson, JP Keeley, Peanut Butter Jar Matt,
Patrick Archane, Sebastian Poole, Marco Lowe,
Rich Otterstrom, Andrew Alderson, Drew the Welder,
Anna, Krista Skukas, John Wasserman, Andre Johnson,
Shelly and Troy, King of Division, Josh Zissen,
Richard G, Guthrie Straw, Christopher Barnett,
Brandon Shelby, and Campsite,
and Aaron Green.
That's right. Now brush your teeth
and go to bed.